Salima, and welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening, Salima.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you for coming.
Nice to have you with us again. Seems a long time to us.
Yes. You enter into another year of earthly life. I would say to you, my dear friends, as I have listened to you all, as I have felt your pain, as I have felt your desires and your hopes, I can only say to you, all is moving in the right direction. I know these are not words that are taken easily, especially when life feels like it is against you. Let me say this to you, my dear friends. We never promised that life would be easy for any of you. But take a moment, look back, and you know that is something I do not advocate, looking back, but rather to move forward. But on this occasion, I would like you all to look back to happy times, to understand how you have grown, how you have understood yourselves just a little more. And then you will understand that life continues forward. Sometimes, with your free will, you do not allow yourselves to feel in the moment, whether that moment be one of joy, of happiness, or of sadness. I still say to you, continue forward, and in doing so, spiritually you grow greater. I know this is not always easy to accept, but if you do not move forward, you become stuck in a kind of a spiritual fog. So you must say thank you for whatever good has come into your lives, even if that good has to disappear for a while. Give thanks to that great Creator that He is helping you at all times. Do you understand what I am telling you?
Yes.
For the past few years, we have been encouraging all of you to look deeper into your soul, to find that part of you that is eternal, to recognize in others your own weaknesses. Do you remember that teaching? Where there is fault, look only to yourselves.
Yes.
Do you remember?
Yes.
I would like you to think about this a little more deeply. And you will find just how much you have grown. How many times have you stopped in your tracks and said, I must not do this or I must do that. It is that soul within which is guiding you all. So I am saying to you, my dear friends, that this, your new earthly year, holds many surprises for you, brings more knowledge to you, and I know brings many blessings to some of you. Few words, but a very deep thought. And I would like you, my dear friends, before we meet again, that you have discovered within yourself that little piece of the Creator which will continue to ever move forward. Never allow life to become static. Allow thinking to be filled with love. And when I say love, I mean spiritual love. The kind of love that overflows all things. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you have any questions at this time?
Can I ask a question, Salimed?
Yes.
I was recently asked a question about homosexuality. As we know, human beings exhibit different sexual behaviours involving either the same sex or the opposite sex. Fortunately, our world is becoming more accepting of all choices. Why is it, and has it been such a problem for so many people to accept homosexuality? I assume that people are afraid of it, and if so, why are they afraid of it? My other related question is the sexual orientation or choice of a human being linked in some way to our previous incarnations and gender? Sexuality in general on our planet seems not to be very well understood or viewed with much balance. Could you comment on that, please?
I would say firstly to you that perhaps you are not quite correct in saying it is not accepted. I would like you to think back 100 years mm-hmm. or a little less.
Mm.
Where it was frowned on and many things were hidden from the majority of people.
Mm-hmm.
I have spoken on this subject before, and if you remember, I told you that as human beings you are both male and female mm-hmm. in gender.
Yeah.
How it happens, why it happens, and why people do not feel connected in any way to people of this sort. And I do not say sort derogatively, because it has been their choice to yeah. do this.
Mm-hmm.
What I have said previously, when there is a problem of any kind, you must look towards yourself
mm-hmm.
to see where that problem lies.
Mm-hmm.
It may be that your thoughts are a little unbalanced, because every human being upon this planet is in the image, and I will use the Christian faith, in the image of their God. Mm-hmm. If that is so, and that is acceptable, why should there be a problem to another being?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. As long as no one person hurts another, how can it be wrong?
Mm. Yes, that's
but what the problem is anything that is different or not of the norm, as you would say, is frowned upon.
Mm.
It is fear, basic fear, that you do not want to become as they are.
Mm-hmm.
It is a deep fear, an understandable fear, and one where opinion has to be considered. Mm-hmm. Because you do not have the right to tell another human being how they should live.
Mm-hmm.
It may not be what you like, but in that case, you just leave it alone and focus upon your own lives. Does this help you with your questions?
Yes, thank you. I think it would be nice to have that as a public, you know, a few words for the public on it, because I think there's a lot of confusion.
Well, I believe that is being dealt with already.
Mm. It is.
People are much more open in your world today.
Yes, much better than it used to be.
Yes.
There are countries, though, that don't allow it, so...
Yeah.
There are many countries who do not have the same thoughts as you do.
Yes.
Whether it be gender, whether it be the way that women are treated, there are many issues in your world.
Mm-hmm.
And it is up to each individual to be responsible for their own thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is the issue here.
Yes.
That people have to be allowed to be who they want to be.
Yes.
The time of looking at yourself comes when you pass to spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yes. Yes.
So when two men or two women are attracted to each other, are they
unfortunately I beg your pardon, I interrupted.
I was just going to say, are they attracted spiritually or physically, or is it both?
It is a physical thing whilst upon the earth.
Mm.
But it is an attraction of spirituality in a sense, because it's two units of life and light which are drawn together.
Yes. Mm.
And if you can understand that each man, each woman is of male and female gender, how can that be wrong?
Mm-hmm.
You have to look at it on a higher level.
Names that we've put on it in this world, really.
Mm.
Yes.
We're both, you know,
male. There are many things you do not agree with.
Mm.
There is nothing wrong with disagreeing. But if it affects your attitudes towards another being, then you have to be careful why you are feeling that way.
Mm.
And that is when I say, look within yourselves.
Mm.
Mm. And am I right in thinking that you once said, sometimes the spirit comes back too quickly without taking advice on coming back as another person?
Yes, that can affect gender. We do have souls who are far too anxious to return to Earth. and sometimes you will find, and this is the reason why small children tell you that they feel they are in the wrong body.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It happens.
Mm-hmm. What I find difficult about the looking within yourself, and we should never judge anybody, but when you, in our society, see somebody doing something that I think most people would consider not to be right, then it's very difficult not to think, well, that really wasn't good what they were doing, and I know you were saying we shouldn't judge, but that is what I find very difficult. You can have differences of opinion, but when you see somebody doing something that is not nice to another person...
That is a different matter altogether.
Ah, right.
I have just said, as long as it harms no other person.
Ah, right, okay. Yes.
Yes, of course, yes. You have laws, you have rules and regulations as human beings.
Mm. Mm.
But what must never happen is that you deliberately hurt or abuse another person because of something they believe and you do not.
Can I ask a quick question as well, please?
Yes.
While we're on the subject of sort of relationships and things, I read somewhere once that who we choose to have a sexual relationship with is important, because when you come together with somebody else, you're blending a sort of energy together, and people who maybe have sexual relations with lots of people on a regular basis, is that damaging to their sort of soul?
It would be something for them to look at when they pass to spirit, the reason behind their acts. Some people, and after all, I would say between two human beings, the sexual aspect of it can be what you would call the icing on the cake, especially if you have deep love for the other person. But you have to accept that when people are with other people sexually, that is their free will and their choice. You cannot put everything down to being a spiritual activity. The most you can do for another person is to love unconditionally.
Absolutely.
And I would say that is the most powerful words I could give to you.
And the most hardest
thing to do.
Yes. Yes.
Being able to forgive.
Forgiveness must take place no matter what the subject matter, no matter what the problems. If you cannot forgive, you are then living with anger and probably hate for some reason. You have to be able to let go.
And forgive yourself as well?
Forgive yourself first and foremost. Because until you can, you cannot do it for another human being. You understand?
On a relationship, I've been struggling the last week or so with my mother. And
you have a love-hate relationship.
I know. But this time when I blew, and it's like a red mist that comes over me when I do blow, I've forgiven myself a lot quicker than I ever have before.
Which shows how you have grown.
Yeah, I have noticed that, whereas before I've always joked that I was born guilty, because that's how I've always been I've always felt where my parents were concerned.
But it is a very good lesson to learn.
Mm.
But what you have to do now is learn to let go.
Yes. Yes.
You can feel upset. You can feel the anguish. But you do not wish to create more trouble.
No.
So what you must do is feel those emotions and then to gently let it all go.
Yes.
Mm. And you would find that if your demeanor is that of gentleness and love, it will have a great effect on the other person.
Yes, I did come to the understanding this morning, inwardly, that it's much better to be with a negative person while they're here than to be without them.
Yes.
So unconditionally, I've et humble pie, as we say. I've made the first.
But you meal. Have not eaten humble pie. You have grown, my dear. You have grown spiritually, just in that recognition.
Mm-hmm.
Do you not understand that?
Yeah, I can. I do, because I can feel it.
Good.
But occasionally, I'm not quite sure how to deal with those deep emotions that I have surrounding it.
Yes, but you will. It is much better to try to sort things out whilst you are on the earth plane. Because if you carry them with you to spirit, you know very well, just by being within this group, that people come back
with their problems.
With their problems. So,
yeah.
It is better, you can only work upon yourself.
Yes.
Which you cannot change quickly
the
other person.
No.
But you can influence them.
Your initial thought, your initial speech talking about, you know, recognizing it in ourselves and working on ourselves first.
Yes.
Rings very true. I can't change this person while we're together. It's just the way I deal with it that's the important one.
We also in spirit understand these emotions and feelings.
Mm.
After all, we would all like to change your world for a better, brighter, more beautiful planet.
Mm.
But we have to take things as it comes. We have to deal with things as they come.
Mm.
We have to feel love for everything and everybody upon this earthly planet.
No matter.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah, so you see, we understand. I know sometimes that we feel we tell people what they should do, but they don't fully agree or understand our words.
Mm.
And I am going to leave you this time. I think you would probably call it my favourite word. Do you know what it is?
It's love.
It is love. Please, my dear friends, think about this. And perhaps next time we come together, we can discuss how that one word can affect each individual.
Mm.
So think about it closely.
Can I, before you go, I wondered if you could help me with any specific sort of comments on the situation that I've been through recently with Susanna, and any upliftment for myself would be appreciated, and also for her as well.
I am sure your dear friends within this room will give you all the supports and upliftment you need. But we are aware of what is happening. And I will tell you, and I do not often tell individuals, that lady is a soulmate. But soulmates, it is misunderstood sometimes that people think that soulmates are special beings, that you are meant to be together forever. Yes, you will be together forever. But it does not mean that everything is rosy in one lifetime.
Okay. So there is a connection there deeper than...
There is a deep connection for you. But she has made a choice and you must agree to let her make her own choices.
Because she has free will?
Because both you and she has free will. But even for a short time, if you meet your soulmate, and not everyone does in every lifetime, if you meet your soulmate, the strength of feeling is so strong.
Mm-hmm.
And this we understand, my dear friend.
Thank you.
We will try to give to you not only upliftment, but upliftment and understanding for your friend.
Thank you. Can I also ask, you talk about soulmates, do we just have one, or is there a number of soulmates that we have?
You can have soulmates. There is one particular soulmate who may come in different forms in different lifetimes. It is not always man-woman connection.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people seem to think that it is man-woman connection. Not so.
But she was my soulmate?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
When you say not it was man-woman, is that when you're saying it could be man-man, woman-woman?
Or your child.
Or your child. Oh, child. Oh, right, okay. Yes. Any two people. because, of course, you know, you can transmute. It doesn't necessarily, but I know from my workings upon this earth that most people assume that it is a man-woman connection.
Mm.
Not so.
Could I just go back to what you said to Ben, that you said that they will always be together?
Spiritually,
yes.
Mm. In the same spirit group.
Mm. We very rarely, I would think, marry our soulmates anyway. Very rarely.
You may never even
meet them.
Yes.
Or know even.
Or even know.
No. So why were we brought together for a reason then? Is there a higher purpose for why we found each other?
There would be a higher purpose. I cannot tell you that. I cannot give to you why that has happened.
Mm.
That is something you could look into.
Mm.
I think sometimes
I am not here to lead your life for you.
Mm.
That is not my purpose.
Mm.
But I feel at this time it is necessary for you to know, for your own understanding and your own peace of mind.
Thank you.
Yeah, in time that may be of a comfort to you, Ben.
Mm. Yeah, I think it will be. And hopefully she might reverse her free will.
Yes, well, only she can be responsible for that.
Mm-hmm.
And only you can be responsible for your way of thinking.
Mm-hmm. That's very helpful.
Privileged meeting, really.
Yeah, it does feel like that. Which is why I'm not angry.
No.
I'm just disappointed and hurt. But
But what comes after disappointment and anger is love and joy.
Mm-hmm.
It may not be what you see now, but on looking back, you can see how things improve.
Mm. Yeah.
Now, my dear friends,
we'll help.
I will take my leave. As always, it has been a great blessing to have joined with you. I feel your love. I feel your pain, your anguish, and your puzzlement of life. So I leave you cloaked in my love and those in spirit who wish to bring only love to you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Love goes with you.